Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Super close. I've had to. There we go.
And protection given to all of American fans.
You're glad you're free, aren't you?
And protection given to all of our American fans. And protection given. Boom. Go ahead, turkey.
Yeah, make sure it's not cake, though. See the turkey disguised as well. Cake disguised as a turkey. You don't want that. That's going to cause fights.
Yum, yum, yum.
We started 1 minute late, and already someone on Twitter is literally we're a minute late.
We just
are you guys on tonight?
Why are we 1 minute late?
And I'll tell you why we're 1 minute late, because every time I open, we echo him.
Because Arscam is doing that. Every time. Jesus Christ. Let's just let everyone tell us there's an echo.
We'll wait till they finished.
Yesterday we were making dreams come true, and today you're picking us up for being 1 minute late and an echo. Every time I open, this is boring, but you know what? Screw you. It's my
say
life.
Say it, man.
Every time I open Streamlabs, I have to, it doesn't recognize the camera. So I have to add the camera every time. Oh, that's fine. It shouldn't take you long. It does, because I have to add it to this shot, then to this shot, then to this shot, then to this shot, and then to this shot. I have to add it. Actually, what's that doing there? I have to add it to all of the shots.
It's bloody mayhem, is what we're saying. Mayhem.
We're going to do the first thing we're going to do is we're going to do a poll.
Oh, yeah.
So, should Ian get his hair cut short next week? Yes. No. What's that? It's that simple. And to all the squares, you don't have to pay bits to vote. You don't have to pay bits to vote. Oh, you've got to pay bits to vote. Well, good luck, everyone. Good luck with the vote, everyone. You don't have to pay bits to vote. That's nonsense. That's nonsense. That is nonsense. Welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome. We're so pleased to see you.
How short is short? Jesus. Ian, contact me. I'm here. Why don't you phone me up? Jim, why don't you, Big Jim, why don't you phone me up? There's the phone number. Let me open Skype. No one call. No one called. Big Jim's going to call. You contact me. Why the F would I want to contact you when you can't spell my name? You contact... That close-up's great. Do you want to go super close? Look. Hang on. Oh, no. Hang on. Here we go.
Ooh.
Make it bigger.
Bigger still.
Oh, now I've buggered it. Now I've buggered the whole thing. Now this doesn't work. There we go. Now Streamlabs doesn't work. Call us. Call it. I'm not going to contact you because I'm gorgeous. You absolute bell cheese. I tell you what you are. You're blocked.
Sad.
That's the mood I'm in. Now my Streamlabs buttons doesn't work.
What the hell?
Look, I'm actually thinning on top. I know you think I'm not. I genuinely am. I'm not actually that worried about it, but I genuinely am. And thank you. And I notice it because I look in the mirror every day and I notice it, but I genuinely am thinning. And it will happen because I'm nearly 50. My dad thinned out. I mean, he's still a dickhead of hair, but he thinned out. But he's thinning out. It's a weird old thing. Doesn't work.
It's nature.
Nothing works. Royal Python is a better idea for the boys than a corn snake. Who said it was for the boys?
Also, a better idea, what, for a pervert? What are you thinking? A corn snake is a beginner snake, right? Royal Python's got to be high maintenance.
I tell you what, let's Google Royal... Oh, that's... hang on. Royal Python caring for.
Yeah.
Hang on. Royal Python's... Hang on, who's this? Yes? What do you... Oh, I've taken a risk here. Yes? Oh, no, I haven't. What do you want?
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Who are you?
Big Jim.
Well, what do you want?
Well, I just wanted to converse with you. I just wanted to tell you that I'm a huge fan. I loved it when you used to run the right stuff. And I just wanted to touch base with you.
Why?
Because I'm a fan.
I think I was only on the right stuff, like... actually, I was on it a few times years ago. Okay. That sounds weird.
Why?
Come on, man. You know, that sounds weird, right?
No, not that I'm a fan, no.
Why, but you said, contact me, you're gorgeous.
I'm gorgeous.
No, you said I'm gorgeous.
No. I said I'm gorgeous.
Yeah, I don't have sex with drunk Scotsmen anymore.
Good on you.
Yeah.
No, I'm pleased I came across it. I seen that you're on Twitch. And because I'm a fan, I thought I'd get in touch with you.
Okay, and what would you like to say?
Well, I just wanted to have a chat about obesity. And I'll tell you why. As I used to be one of the fattest men in the UK. I lost 35 stone and became a personal trainer. Looking after people.
So do you want to talk about obesity or do you want to do it? Or let me finish. Do you want to talk about obesity or do you want to do an advert for your working out?
Twice. Both.
Well, I don't want you to do an advert for your working out.
Yeah, of course.
What?
Why not?
No, because I don't want you to.
All right, I'll know then.
Okay. Do you do you? I would suggest that you do an advert for sobriety. It's 9:10 on a Thursday, and you're steaming.
Just because I'm Scottish doesn't mean to say I'm pissed at my.
Oh head. No! It's not just because you're Scottish. It's because you're slurring your words.
I'm no slurring. I promise you.
I think I'm in a better position to judge whether you're slurring or not, sir.
Fair enough, mate.
Fair enough. Okay.
So how are you doing? You all right?
Yep.
Good.
It is?
I just want to tell you that I'm suffering from the same as you, mental illness.
Okay.
Do you know what? I'm so ecstatic to talk to somebody like yourself who is no bullshit, straight up, front, talk about your mental health.
Okay.
I take my hat off to you.
Okay.
You don't listen. You don't need to be defensive, mate. You're good. You did great work.
I'm not being defensive. I'm tired, and I have short patience.
Yeah, and quite rightly so.
Yes, sir.
But I just want you to know that I'm a huge fan, and there is plenty of it here.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you so much for
you're welcome.
Taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Goodbye. Right. Nothing's working here. Hello, Awkward Pinky. Welcome. Dear Slim, I wrote you, but still ain't calling. I left my call, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. let's check. Let's just get the results of that survey. Short hair or none? Don't know how we do that. Manage poll view results. Should Ian get his hair cut short next week? No.
Oh.
Okay. Well, that simple.
You're really going to let these perverts decide on
something? I was undecided either way. I'm new here. I would love to get an explanation about your name. Where does Ian Lee come from? What does it mean? That's classified information. What do you mean, where does it come from? It's my name. Where does your name come from, Colleen?
Colleen Ali.
Where does your name come from? Your name comes from your parents. My name comes from your parents. With brother and sister. I would now do a close-up, but the buttons aren't working.
So imagine one.
It's working.
Imagine a Ryan
Hello.
Face.
The drunk Scotsman didn't want to talk to you.
I don't think he even knew I was here.
Who are you?
Catherine Boyle.
Where did that name come from?
Ireland.
Brown Eyes Dolly says, how's Big Boy? I've not seen him. I think he's gone. I think he's gone. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes sometimes. Tired.
Yeah. Busy day. College today, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'll do a close-up now, but it doesn't work.
Just put your face closer to the camera.
They're opening the bin. Can you hear them?
Yes, because there's trifle pot in there.
Hey! Help that bloody bin!
Kids.
No! So tired. Ryan, you and I need to chat. Call me. You and I need to chat, Ryan. We need to... I bet Scott Mills has taken Big Boy in. Ryan, you're not in trouble, but we need to have a chat. We need to sort something out now.
Is that Richard Osman 1971?
That's not the real Richard Osman, and I'll tell you how I know that.
How do you know that? Because someone thought
that... Because Richard Osman is lying tied up in a box in the garage. The real Richard Osman is tied up in a garage.
Very long box.
So... Ryan, come on. Let's sort this out now. We'll sort it out now.
Meanwhile, in unconnected news, we have 22 new cases to be considered by Judge Boyle tomorrow.
The whole show tomorrow is Judge Boyle. Evening, Ryan.
Good evening, Catherine and Ian.
Good evening. We're gonna talk like grown-ups, okay? Because this is a grown-up show, and I know that you're 15, but we're gonna talk. I'm gonna assume that we can talk like grown-ups. Cool?
Yeah.
First things first, you're not in trouble, okay? Second, you need to cool it, man. You need to cool it.
Yeah.
You need to cool it. And I tell you why you need to cool it, because this is all a bit of fun. It's all a bit of a laugh. We're having a laugh. And it has been pointed out to me that sometimes you take things a little bit too seriously. And I get that because you're an intelligent young man, right? You're an intelligent, bright young man. Okay. And remember, I'm not telling you off. You just need to cool it, man. It's a bit of fun. It's a laugh. I personally felt that last night you were taking the talent show and the results a little bit too seriously and too much to heart. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
We don't want you getting upset about it.
We don't want you getting upset about it at all, because it's meant to be a bit of fun. But also, we don't want anyone's comments, and it's not just you. There are a couple of other people who aren't here now, otherwise I'd have called them in as well. We don't want you getting too upset, and we don't want you and some other people dominating the chat by trying to... The chat is not even secondary, it's tertiary, which I think means third. Mm-hmm. It's third leg of a three-legged stool, right? The chat is not the show. And sometimes there are some people in the chat, this isn't just you, who kind of make the chat about them a bit, deliberately or not deliberately. It's all cool. And if those people carry on doing that, I think we might have to kind of boot them out. And I'm saying this to you because I like you. The others ain't getting a warning, Ryan. This isn't even a warning. But I like you. And I think you're a cool guy. And I want you to be part of this show. But I just think we all just you just need to cool it a bit. How are you feeling?
Well, I feel like I owe you and Catherine an apology, which I should do, really.
No.
You don't.
This is a part of the thing. I think you get. You think you. You're a sensitive person, and we don't want you going away feeling bad about the show ever.
Yes. Okay. This is not a telling off. This doesn't warrant an apology in any way whatsoever. It just really hit me last night that I felt that you were going away
feeling bad.
Feeling bad when you shouldn't. We should have all gone away feeling wonderful that we did a really silly talent show. Actually, not silly, that's demeaning to the acts, but we had Ollie eating Frazzles. And Brown Frazzles, I hasten to add. Everyone should have gone away with a feeling of satisfaction for those that took part and joy that it happened and that we saw and heard some wonderful things, including your turn. And I felt that you had gone away feeling a little bit bad about yourself, and that is not what we want.
But it wasn't your fault.
No, but I don't want you feeling bad. And I think that any feeling bad comes from investing too much of yourself. Shut up, cats. Investing too much of yourself in this, right? It's a laugh. It's a laugh. That's all it is. And I don't want anyone to feel bad. And I just cool it.
I could come.
Thank you, Sayman. All right? That's not a telling off. That is me speaking to you like an adult, which I am doing because I know that... thank you, Dave. Because I know that you are a very bright young man and that I can speak to you like an adult and not patronise you, although that last bit sounded a bit patronising, but that I can speak to you like an adult, okay? That's why I'm doing it like this.
Okay.
Do you want a game of rock, scissors, paper? Rock, paper, pardon, scissors. Sorry? Huh?
What did you say? Sorry, pardon.
Do you want a game of rock, paper, scissors?
If you want.
I do want.
Okay.
So it's 3, 2, 1, go, and then you tell me what you've got, okay? 3, 2, 1, go. What have you got?
Scissors.
Oh, mate, I got rock. Okay, oh, best man. Of three. 3, 2, 1, go. What you got?
Rock.
You got what?
Rock.
Oh, mate, I got paper. Best of five.
Oh.
It's not your day. 3, 2, 1, go. What you got?
Paper.
Ryan, it was nice talking to you, my friend. Enjoy the show. Sit back, relax, kick your slippers off.
Okay.
Take care, mate. You're a good man.
Bye, Ryan.
Oh, we missed a phone call.
Uh-oh. It's Thursday night, of course, so we will be doing that silly quiz thing. It's Thursday, isn't it? Is it Thursday? If it's Thursday, that's what we're going to do.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is that Ian? Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
I just signed up to Twitch because I thought, well, I'm not going to get through on the phone, so I was just making an account now. So I thought... I've listened to your podcast and radio show for so many years, and I was here listening to an old a podcast from this week, and I thought, you know what, why don't I actually pick up the phone, and interact with Kath and Ian. So, absolute pleasure.
Absolute Pleasure is the name of my autobiography that was supposed to be out in time for Christmas, but it just did. Absolute Pleasure by Ian Lee.
Well, I was going to ghostwrite it for you, but you've just given it away.
There we go. Well, how can we help you then?
Well, you know what? I didn't have anything particular to phone about, but as we know, that's all good. I just wanted to phone up and say, listen, I've followed you both for many years on various different platforms, and you've always given me entertainment and thoughts, food for thought, and moves me on different levels as well. So I thought, you know what? Why don't I just tell you guys that? So
shall be pony.
So I just want to thank you both for continuing what you do. And I'll try to be as regular as I can to call in just to support you guys.
I would say Special K. Special K or Bran Flakes will make you as regular as you can be.
Oh, well, yeah. I'll let you know how that goes. But I just love what you do. So I just want to say keep up with you. And you
thank
you, man. You bring a lot of joy. And I'll speak to you soon. It's David in London. And have a good one.
Thank you, David. What a lovely call from a lovely human being.
That was kind.
What a nice guy.
I mean, a lot of the critiques we get are less kind than that, aren't they?
Yeah.
From people who've just joined Twitch.
Thank you, Roger. Well done, everybody who took part. And I meant what I was saying to Ryan. Well done, everybody who took part. Yeah, you can call in for the quiz, Ryan. Well done, everyone who took part last night. We are blown away by that. And...
Shaggy Pony.
Yeah. I want to say Amy, but it's Ame.
Ame.
She's thrilled. Have you seen her Twitter bio?
Yes.
TLNA talent show winner.
She said that...
she's brilliant. If she's here this evening, well done.
She said her mum didn't realise she could sing.
Yeah, yeah.
And now she's boasted to everyone and showing everyone the clip, which is great.
Good. What I will do at some point over the weekend, I'll pull off the three winners. If you're up for it. I mean, I
oh, God. Yeah. I want to see the Wuthering Heights dance again. That's what I want to see.
He was thrilled. It was Chris and Emily.
Yes.
And
Emily said
thrilled.
She would have voted for Frazzles.
She said she would have voted for you Frazzles. So there we go. And I want to pull off the Dennis Wise song as well. I want to see if we can work that into a theme tune. I don't know if we could get that recorded, because that would be a great kind of theme. So just something we could play, and maybe one of you would like to make a video for it or something. I don't know. Hello, Dave.
Silent Dave.
Dave.
Knockers are better.
They are. Dave. What did LSE win? Who's LSE?
No, that was Daniel. So Daniel rang up second, I think, last night, wanting some information about how to contact the LSE with regard to cubic postcodes.
Well
and
done.
I said cubic.
Well done. It's the quiz tonight. It's a silly quiz. You set the questions.
I don't got a pen.
It's six. That's your problem.
I'm going to go get
Could you get some more paper? It's 6-3.
It's your problem.
I'm coming up. You're behind, Catherine.
What now?
I'm coming up. You're behind.
That's my pen.
It's in my house. You go and get your own pen.
That is my own pen.
Well, I had another pen here. I'm coming up hard in your behind. 0203-286-6370. It's 6-3 to Catherine. Aaron.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Catherine. How are you?
You were very well. She's getting a pen and paper.
I am.
No worries. So I've got an, it's technically an I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here quiz.
Okay, an I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here quiz. Well, here's the thing. Catherine's seen more of I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here than I have. I've been in more I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here than she has. So could go either way.
How is this going to work? It's quite a simple format.
I've got paper.
There's been 19 series that have been declared where we've got a winner.
19 series that have been declared where we've got a winner.
You need to add up all the ages of the winner, and there'll be a grand total at the end of their ages, and the one that's closer to the actual age,
Jelly
the final age.
Oh, hang on. Right, a YouTube video kicked off. Jesus, shut up. You didn't hear that, Aaron. Say it again.
So you've got 19... Well, we're on the 20th series now, but there's been 19 winners. Mm-hmm. You've just got to write down the ages...
Of, yeah, I'm good. Well, okay.
...of all the celebrities that have won the show. I will read out the celebrity. You've got a guest.
Oh, you're going to give us the names. Oh, well, then that...
The okay. ages now or the ages as were?
What's going
the
on?
The ages they were when they won the show.
Okay.
Oh, flipping it.
All right.
Okay. So the first one is Series 1, Tony Blackburn.
Yep.
Series 2, Phil Tufnell.
You're watching live maths on Twitch.
Yep. Yeah. Series 3, Kerry Katona.
Oh.
Yep.
Series 4, Joe Pasquale.
Yep.
Series 5, Carol Thatcher.
Yep.
Series 6, Matt Willis.
Did Carol Thatcher win it? Jesus. Yep.
That's when we thought it was funny.
Series 7, Christopher Biggins.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just writing 60 for everyone.
I could come. Where do we go?
Series 8.
8, Joe Swash.
Swashy.
Yep, come up, let's come up, let's do this.
Series 9, my wife's favourite, Gino DeCampo.
Oh, the guy that broke into Paul Young's house and stole his guitars. Yeah. Okay.
Series 10, Stacey Solomon.
Oh, Stace.
Yeah.
Series 11, Dougie from McFly.
12.
Charlie Brooks. 13, Kian Egan.
Okay, I'm just writing 30 now for young people and 60.
So am I. Kian Egan.
14,
Kian
Cole
Egan's had two people. Weren't they those two black lads?
Kian and Kel?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. What?
Carl Fogarty's series 14, Vicky Patterson series 15.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Just back up, back
30,
up.
30. Right. Okay, yeah.
Where are we at? Where
no, I don't know. You're doing the quiz.
I'm at 14.
I haven't got short shrift with you guys tonight.
Carl Fogarty series 14.
We've done that.
No, I haven't. Right. Yeah.
Vicky Patterson series 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got that. Yeah.
Scarlett Moffat series 16.
Yeah.
Toff series 17.
Jesus Christ.
Ian's series.
Okay, thanks for reminding me.
Harry Redknapp series 18.
Yeah.
And Jacqueline Josser series 19.
Who's that?
Yeah, EastEnders actress.
All right, okay, we've got to add it up, is it?
You have to add them all up, yeah.
What? Come on.
I'm going to use a calculator.
So am I.
Well, don't look at my screen where I'm typing on the calculator.
Well, it doesn't matter if I do.
Well, it does actually, mate.
I won't know what you're doing. Na, 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 na,
this is live maths, guys.
Well, it's not really. It's live using
well,
the calculator.
Well, it's still maths.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is fascinating viewing for everyone, isn't it?
Sorry.
Right, I'm there. I've got it.
I'm not.
Got it.
Are you there, Jesus, Catherine?
Why are you typing so slowly?
Shut up.
I like to teach the world to sing, in perfect harmony. Grow up a tree and bumblebee.
We're rattled through the answers quickly then.
Oh, Tony. Jesus, you're just going to read numbers out.
So should I just give you the final answer?
Yes!
The final answer is 685 years.
Oh, what did you get?
783. I think I must have added too many.
So what was the answer?
685.
Catherine, could you read the number I've written down there?
697.
697. It's first all round. Over the bridge. Thank you very much indeed. 1-0 to me.
Woo.
1-0 to me.
Ages are your thing, though.
Ages are my thing, actually. Yes, yes. Okay, let's have... Oh, we missed this. We're going straight through. Let's go to this one. It's the quiz, that silly quiz that we do this every Thursday. You set the questions. Catherine's leading 6-3, but I'm coming up hard behind.
Oof.
None of these buttons work. This whole thing is a piece of crap.
Somebody answer the phone.
This is the Vodafone voicemail.
Somebody told me that you had a boyfriend, so I went and killed him. Dave Scott says, I've sent a file for a game. It might be worth downloading. We'll come to that in a minute. Hello, caller.
Ian, is that you?
Yeah, who's that?
This is Rose.
Hello, Rose.
So, I need your advice. I turned 30 today.
Yes.
And I'm feeling a bit crap, to be honest, that I haven't achieved the goal that I set for myself.
What was the goal that you'd set for yourself?
I wanted to get onto the Forbes 30 under 30 list.
Right, why?
Just for some recognition, I think.
Why are my spidey senses tingling, Rose?
Do you feel like you know me?
Who do I do the show with?
Catherine.
Okay. Why are you calling me?
Is that not how this works usually?
It does, but I just... My spidey senses are tingling.
Talk to me about that.
I don't believe that that was your goal in life.
You don't believe that?
No, because you're English.
Is it not open to the UK?
Well, Forbes is a very American institution. Why would you be asked about that?
Let me Google it.
Hang on. It's something you were really obsessed with, but you have to Google it.
Rose.
Hang on. What are you
Rose.
Doing
a Rose by any other name. Are you for real?
Are you telling me? Because
stop answering questions with questions.
Oh, Forbes Asia is coming up.
Okay, well that's in Asia.
If it was your life goal, you'd know this, right?
What's your why have you really phoned up? Come on, talk to us.
Hang on a minute.
You hang on a minute.
Oh, well, it has been my goal.
Okay, well it's gone. So what's the next goal?
That Time's was my rich question list. To you.
I reckon your next goal should be to not die before the age of 92.
Okay. I mean, I prefer an unachievable goal. I want something that's like going to put more pressure on me.
Oh God! In that case, to be Christmas number one and get on Top of the Pops.
Love it. Okay, I'm writing that down in my journal now.
Thank you very much indeed for your call.
What's going on?
Did they legalise LSD today and I missed it? I've been in college all day.
That wasn't Naomi, was it?
No, I thought it was. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't Naomi. Naomi phones up Alan Bezick all the time.
Mm.
All the time. Oh, we got him clearing his throat.
He did. Yeah.
These buttons don't work.
Because I'd like to teach the
world to sing in perfect harmony. Well done for last night, Alistair.
Beautiful. Great song, isn't that?
It's good, that song, isn't it? New Seekers. What advert was it used in?
I was a bit disappointed about it last night because
moving on.
Obviously I didn't impress you enough.
Nope.
Which, you know, that's my bad.
Yeah, it is.
And
we thought you were going to get your organ out.
Well,
and that's funny because it means keyboard, but it could mean penis.
Was it because I didn't get my organ out?
Yes. Hey, St. John, happy Thanksgiving. The monkey trumpet says, Ian, what are you taking at college? Acid.
I think basically I didn't do it because I'm not good enough to play the organ.
Doesn't matter.
But maybe next time, you know.
I've got a piano next door. I'm tempted to go and play the piano for you now. But you won't be able to see it, but you'll be able to hear it.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I think you're more musical because, I mean, you're pretty good on the
guitar. I'm going to play the piano for you guys.
You don't have to do that.
No, I'm going
to
do
but,
it.
But the other thing was...
You did this. I hope you're proud of yourself, Alistair. You did this.
The other thing was, I think...
Hang on.
Oh, sorry.
Wait for it. He's going to... What's out of tune? The piano's out of tune, apparently. Let it go. Oh, dear. Let it go. I think you've let it go. Doesn't know the words. Do you see what he's saying? Next time, Alistair, just play it. Oh, that was a nice ending. I don't remember that from the film. They should have gone with that. Oh. I like the let it go.
That's how you do songs, isn't it? That's how you do songs.
Anyway, I was just saying to Alistair, the moral of the story is just play it.
I tell you what we'll do. One day when I can be bothered, which will be never, we'll do the show from the piano room and we'll have a good old bloody knees up. Good old Cockney knees up, and we'll play some of your music, Stone Roses and James, and we'll have a bloody good old Cockney knees up. We'll have a sing song. Maybe we'll do it New Year's. We'll have a right old sing song, right old rig-a-ding-a-ding-dong.
Do you remember last time we had a knees up? I was the only one who knew the words to knees up Mother Brown.
Exactly. I knew that. Exactly. So New Year's Eve, Alistair, will be coming from the piano room.
That's your fault.
And we'll be having a right old knees up.
You could be playing the piano and I could be playing my organ.
Yeah, exactly. We are at some point going to start
a band,
a TLNA band. And it'll be called the Late Night. It'll be called The Ladies Never Agree. That sounds a bit rapey. The Ladies Never Argue. That sounds worse. The Last Night Alive.
Oh, The Last Night Alive.
The Last Night Alive is going to be the name of the band, and it's going to be...
Anyway, you're all right apart from that, Alistair.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, in fact, I did listen to my performance, and it went on too long, didn't it? I mean, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
It's a long song.
And it felt longer.
You should have cut me off.
Couldn't have done that, mate. Couldn't have done that. I didn't want to be responsible for a relapse. Have you got a quiz for tonight?
Yeah. I just found this online. It's
great. Putting a lot of work. Just found it online. He's just found it online. The other fellow,
Who are you talking to?
Talking to the team.
What team? The team's this.
Alan Bezick. Two classic lines from Bezick last night, Alistair. First one, there was a drunk scouser, and a drunk scouser said to Alan, "You are," except in scouse accent,
you are,
and Alan went, "I'm not, but it is quite warm."
Nice.
And the other one was, they were talking about death, and dying, right? And he said, people are dying all the time. 250,000 people die around the world a day. Someone listening to this show tonight is going to die. I've just not decided who it is yet. I thought that was great. That was great. Alistair, please.
1-0 to me. Right.
Let's do this. It's going to be a clean sweep. I'm going to whitewash you as I come up hard so, behind.
10 questions. You just,
why not?
Do you want to write them down? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll whiz through them.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's go for this.
Okay. Both ready?
Poised.
I did hear Lindsay moaning about Connor Phillips giving her only 5 minutes. Oh, let's close the chat. Just did a silent growl. Let's go.
Fairly easy questions, these.
Yeah.
Okay. Which soap is the longest running on UK radio?
Which sofa?
Soap.
Oh, so The Archers.
Shh.
What? It's the only one on UK radio. Shh. So that's the warm-up question, The Archers. Yep.
Are you writing these down? Yeah, or do you have to just shout them out?
Who's he talking
to? No, we're
to?
Writing them down.
1-0. Hello?
Hello. What was the name of the 1950s BBC comedy show that starred Spike Milligan, Harry Seacombe and Peter Sellers?
The Archers. Is that the thing? Is there the connection that they're all the Archers?
Could be. What is the name of Alice Ken Bruce's pop quiz on his weekday morning show on Radio 2?
Alistair's getting pissed off with me.
I'm getting pissed off with you.
The Archers? He's going
to thump. Which organisation broadcasts programmes worldwide to members of the UK's armed forces?
What?
No,
hang on, say that one again.
Which organisation...
I've been on there.
...broadcasts programmes worldwide...
I've been on there.
That's not the question,
UK's
is it?
Armed I have...
Who's been on it? No, not the question.
Who's been on it? Who's been on it to serve our military?
What's it called?
Who's been on it to serve our military? Me. I'm going to call you a B tonight. I might call you a B.
I'll give you a karate chop to the windpipe.
Oh! What was the answer to that one, Alistair?
I'll come to that.
Oh, he nearly fell for it! All right. The Archers.
Which long-running programme provides ball-to-ball commentary of cricket test matches?
What the... Ball-to-ball? Is that an innuendo?
Well, you could make it one, I suppose, yeah.
We could.
The Archers. Yeah, number six.
What was the first record played on Radio 1?
Ooh! All right.
Is that 10?
That was 6, mate.
We're on 7.
Right, what was the name of the fictitious dog that used to be a feature on Tony Blackburn's Radio 1 breakfast show?
Ooh, Catherine! I tell you what, I will tell you this one if you tell me number 4.
It's all right. I could probably lose a point. I can afford to.
It's like British Forces... Radio or something, isn't it? BAF.
Pop that down.
British Armed Forces. I've been on it.
Okay. Alistair, number 8.
Which was the first legitimate music-based independent local radio station in the UK, which started broadcasting in 1973?
Yep. Okay, next. Oh, hang on.
From where?
Hang on. It could be one of two. I'm going to go for that. I'm gonna take a punt. I'm doubling back on myself. I'm flipping back.
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 Flipping back. Flipping back. Yes, man. You were riding the Bucking Bronco then, Alex. Do that again. He's riding the Bucking Bronco, isn't it? Look. He's gonna thump me in a minute.
On my organ. Yeah.
Yeah. He's pissed off with me tonight. Look, he's had enough.
Well, you're very trying tonight.
The serenity is being really tested.
You're wringing it out of him.
He's gonna get up and smack. He's gonna walk out.
It's just my convict t-shirt, by the way.
Yeah. You put it in the washing
room. From where is BBC Radio 5 live broadcast from?
Yep. Okay.
And last one. Chris Moore was the first person in 1964 to present a programme on which radio station?
Who, sorry, excuse me?
Chris what?
Chris Moore.
Chris Moyles?
Moore.
Moore.
No more, please. No more. 10 is plenty. I'd give us the question again, buddy.
So, Chris Moore,
yeah,
spelled M-O-O-R-E, was the first person in 1964 to present a programme on which radio station?
All right. We're going to open up the chat. This is fun. This is fun times.
Bit of fun, this.
Ooh! How could Radio 2 have happened before Radio 1? Think. Think.
I don't know. Anyway. Okay. One, The Archers.
Correct.
Two, The Archers.
You put The Cock Show.
The Goon Show. You see Goons. Cock everywhere. That's your problem.
The Goon Show.
Number three.
Popmaster.
Yeah. What is that? How's that? Oh, Alistair.
Yeah.
Can I spell you a word, right? And I would like you to say it. It's a lovely, delicious pasta.
Okay.
T-A-G-L...
Tagliatelle.
Sorry?
Tagliatelle.
Correct. But this one it's here... Go on.
It's Tagliatelle, mate.
She reckons you don't pronounce the G in Tagliatelle.
You don't.
And she's winning the quiz.
I don't think Alistair is the Susie Dent of this organisation.
Alistair's Italian. Are you Italian, Alistair? Or did I dream that?
Alistairo.
Time out. Can we time out Danny P, please? And Air Up Ducks. All right. So you've Popmaster.
Tagliatelle.
I'm sorry. I disassociate myself from that. Okay. Number four, please.
British Forces Broadcasting Services.
What if they've just put BFBS? Because that could be it. That could be
it's what they call
big
it.
Fanny
I'll
Big
accept,
Shitter.
I'll accept BFBS.
It could be Big Fanny Big Shitter.
Because it's right.
Could be Big Fanny Big Shitter, but again, you put that down.
That's what you see.
Okay. The G is the best bit, says Hugh Janus. Yeah.
Test Match Special.
That's Hugh Anus.
Hugh Anus.
Test Match Special. I'll have some of that.
Yeah.
What have you got for this record?
Right, I've got it wrong.
I've got it wrong.
I put Blackberry Way.
And I put
By the Move.
Flowers in the
and
Rain.
You put Flowers in the Rain, but you've not put the artist.
You said what was the song?
Alistair, over to you.
Yeah, it's Flowers in the Rain by the Move.
But she didn't put the Move, Alistair.
No, well, I'll accept Flowers in the Rain.
You're a piece of trash.
Because that's
I love
the song.
Catherine, as you know. So. Right, have you got the dog?
Catherine put Spot.
I don't know.
I put Arnold. I put the name of the dog, Arnold.
Was it Arnold?
It was Arnold, yeah.
Why?
Why?
It's a daft name for a dog.
Ooh. Okay.
Radio.
Oh, I put Capital and I crossed it out.
Sad times.
I put London. She put Clyde.
Salford.
Incorrect.
Salford Media City.
Salford Media City. So thank you. Both worked there.
We're correcting the quizmaster.
This is shit.
And Radio Caroline is
the
last.
Sad.
Okay, I put Luxembourg.
Luxembourg. One, two, three,
thanks
four,
for
five.
The show last night, awesome. By the way. It was great. Really enjoyable.
Catherine got 7. That's 1-0. And thank you, Big
Alistair.
Ow. Okay.
You all right?
I'm having the time of my life.
Just notice you're getting quite dirty, and that usually means you are
struggling. All right, bring it back. Let's have a... Oh, we got guided meditation with Lemony Lemons on Tuesday.
Have we?
Tuesday's great. We've got Kate Garner coming on.
Good.
And
talking in knees ups.
And then we got guided meditation on Tuesday Club. If you get turned on by fridges, you're going to love this guy.
Yes. Oh, hold on, yeah. It's not a fridge quiz, but I will do you a bit
of fridge
action.
It's about to get cool.
Imagine having your fridge... in the middle of the room, imagine it no more. This
so can
guy
you,
well, has it, done it.
Gafford, so you can just reach back and get.
Room that they live in.
Disco ring.
Oh, look at the sweat on that. Oh, the button works.
That's terrible. Disco rings.
Go on, do it.
You know what this is? Silk shirt and deodorant.
Oh, no, the button stopped working again. It only works
roll
once.
On or spray, Kat?
Roll
that's
on
not,
and
that's
roll
not
on.
The quiz.
Roll on, and they are quite sticky, aren't they?
Women prefer the roll on. I believe.
It's just fun.
US quiz, 6 questions, 1 tiebreaker. Nice and quick.
Right, you in a rush? You're going somewhere? Stay at this fella. I haven't got much time. Can I do my quiz questions really quickly, please?
Yeah, okay. How many stars were on the American flag in World War II?
Oh, you absolute melt. What a stupid, stupid question.
These all have a theme. They're all American. Number two.
Well, can I just ask what Catherine's put?
Some numbers.
Hawaii was part. Hawaii was part of it then.
You'll they get didn't the answers at the end.
They didn't. It's the same as it is now. Stop being a melt. Oh, let's close the chat.
Sioux Falls and Deadwood are in which American state?
Sorry?
Sioux Falls and Deadwood are in which American state?
Okay, yep. Yep, next. Hurry up. Come on.
Which great construction is located near Border City in Nevada?
Oh, Jesus. Is everyone just getting boring quizzes from Wikipedia? Can we get some excitement, please?
I've researched this
myself. Do you say which structure?
Great construction.
What do you mean? What would you describe a construction? Would you say it has metal in it?
It has to be man-made then, right?
Correct.
So it's got metal in it?
I do not know the actual substance, but it is man-made.
Or has it just got stone?
I don't know the answer.
Well, the fact that you don't know the answer implies to me it's just got stone.
So, but it is a man-made construction.
When you say man-made, do you mean they built it from scratch or did they carve it?
Could you stop with the clues, please?
Is it Mount Rushmore or is it a building?
I wasn't there at the time.
It's Mount Rushmore.
Write your answer down.
It's not a construction. I'm going to swing for him.
Someone built it. It is actually, and there's a chamber inside it.
I do know there's a chamber inside it because I've seen a film.
Yeah.
This is me moving on.
All right, Mike Yarwood, go on.
What is the Will Rogers Highway better known as?
Better known as?
Better bananas? What's this got to do with bananas?
Well, they're in the fridge.
Don't put them in the fridge, they'll go black.
And also it'll infect the rest of your stuff.
Well, that was a bit just for the quiz. I don't actually keep my bananas in the fridge.
Did we ever find out where AIDS came from?
Monkeys.
Isn't your quiz. This is mine.
How dare you? Dare you? I thought it was the Beach Boys. No, did we ever find out where it came from?
No, but you just reminded me of something.
Yeah.
Willow doesn't like bananas. I tried her with them last night.
Okay.
She looked at me like I was insane.
I really wanted the banana cat to win yesterday.
I don't believe.
We had a big old argument.
Bananas, your cats.
Yeah. We had a big argument after the show. Dad, you should have put the banana cat through. I didn't want no banana.
Didn't eat it. Licked it. That's not the same thing.
Big argument. Fists. I got my chucks out. It was.
Yeah.
Tense.
And then I finished
him. Brutal. Question number five. Which American city is home to the Liberty Bell?
Oh,
I've seen that in another film.
Oh, will you just write it down?
Liberty
this
Bell.
This isn't a film.
I know it's not a film, but who shot Liberty Valance?
Same person who got pissed off with you in this quiz.
Who cracked the bell? Give me the question again.
Which American city is home to the Liberty Bell?
I don't know, but I do know you say Liberty like a knob. Nobbity. Nobbity
question
bell.
Number seven.
You're a who Liberty Bell. You take a Liberty.
Question number six. Sorry, yep. Question number six.
You know your problem. You're overtired now. Stop it.
His problem is he's going to get a punch in the ear.
Who was governor of Alaska from 2006 to 2009?
Oh, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I'd throw you in a softball.
I can see Russia from my house.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, swap your answers.
Hey.
Number one was how many stars were on the American
50.
Flag in World War II?
50.
And the answer is 48.
Bollocks,
why?
Was
why?
It? Where are the other
because
two
Alaska
come from?
Alaska and Hawaii were not yet US states.
Well, then why did they
why were they
bomb
bothered
Hiroshima?
About Pearl Harbor?
Why did they bomb Hiroshima?
They were not US states, but like Guam and Puerto Rico, they were US.
Do you know
states.
What you
they
are?
Were...
You're a piece what? Of trash.
Incorrect.
Your opinion, others disagree. Sioux Falls and Deadwood are on which
can
American
we do a,
state?
Can we do a vote on that, please, guys? Texas.
No.
I put Colorado.
South Dakota.
First of all, when you said Deadwood, I thought you meant the TV show, which is set in Texas. And Sioux Falls is a TV show set in Texas. So
is it, though?
That's your fault. You didn't listen to the question.
You didn't verbalise the question properly. You're too busy thinking about the bananas in your fridge that you're going to put up your bum hole after this for pleasures.
Close your mind and open your ears. What great construction is located near Boulder City, Nevada?
Mount Rushmore, and it's not a construction. Next.
It is. It got built.
You're both wrong. It's the Hoover Dam.
Dam.
Yeah.
Hoodo. It's coming Wednesday.
Wednesday. Hoodo?
What is the Will Rogers
Route
Highway
66.
Route 66.
Route 66. Well done.
I got my kicks.
A book on that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I sponsored someone to write a book about that and I never got it back. But luckily I'm doing the diet and I'm putting on a lot of weight.
I paid 129 pence for it.
Yeah, yeah. Get this right. This old fella on streaming online about how no one watches the BBC. Tagline, no one watches the BBC. Strapline, how many viewers did he have? One.
And it was his mate presses the button.
The director general of the BBC.
Phil Daniels. Right, next.
Which American city is home to the Liberty Bell?
Philadelphia, PA.
Correct. Although I didn't ask for the state, but thank you.
Is it Philadelphia?
What?
You put St. Louis.
I know.
Meet me in St. Louis. St. Louis. St. Louis. Meet me in St. Louis. It's Philadelphia. I got it right. Oh.
Well done. Well done.
Oh, and I'm question number six. Lick your nose.
You're bloody nuts.
Who was the governor of Alaska from 2006 until 2009?
Well,
Sarah Palin, hockey mom. Well,
but here's the thing. Catherine's written Sarah Palin.
No, I haven't.
Well, look, that says Sarah Palin.
No, it doesn't.
It flipping does, but I'll
you
give
put
it to
Sarah.
You
put regret, so I will Sarah Palin.
How many answers did I get right?
Two. Three.
You never. I got three. You got two.
It was a work in progress. She was counting up. Thank you very much.
Hang on a minute. No.
Bye, Gatford.
Is Gatford a piece of trash? 60. Oh no, the voting's broken, Gatford. look at that.
Gatford's broken.
Soon to get you feeling a little bit. Look at that.
This is a poor connection. You're right.
I've always had a poor connection with him, yet he continues to phone me. 2-1.
Oh, this is a hot one tonight.
All right, no one else calling for a bit because we've got a few. Let's go for Dredge. Let's go for Dredge now, who came fifth in last night's talent show.
Check it out now. Oh, busy, is he?
Let's try him again. Ryan, we're going to come to you in a bit.
I could come.
Hello. Reg.
Well, congratulations. You came fifth.
Evening.
Fifth yesterday.
Did I? Brilliant.
Yes.
What do you mean? You didn't even watch it?
Well, no, I watched the bit where you showed it.
You came
fifth. He watched
fifth.
This bit.
You came fifth.
I'm so honest. That's my
You were
problem.
Beaten by a man putting Frazzles in his mouth. Not even Frazzles, own brand Frazzles.
In Sainsbury's version, yeah.
You know, that's done really well online, isn't it, that show? Yesterday's show.
You'll do really well online in a minute when I punch you in the nose.
Oh, violence.
I'll punch you in the nose in a minute.
All right, we'll have a nose punching party. I'm up for that. Have you got any questions for us?
I can't. With a short quiz of three questions.
I like that, yeah.
I've done my best to ensure that both of you have an equal chance in getting them right. I've called it Monkey's Quiz.
Thank you very much indeed. I like this guy a lot.
Question one, how many members of the Monkees have I actually met? Is it A, one, B, none, or C, 74?
Okay.
74.
Yep, got it.
Question two, which episode of the Monkees did I think was quite good? Monkeys in a ghost town, B, monkeys in Manhattan, C, monkeys in situ.
Yep.
They didn't really go anywhere in that one.
Yep.
And finally, three, which monkey, in my opinion, is crap?
Oh.
A, Peter, B, Mickey, C, they're all crap.
Oh. Well, I scrub out the one that I put.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Right, how many members of the Monkees have I actually met?
One.
A, one, B.
One.
None. I was out at the time.
Okie dokie. All right. So that's nothing there. Okay.
No points there for anyone.
Which episode of the Monkees did I think was quite good?
Manhattan.
Monkees in a Ghost Town, because it was quite good.
I thought Monkees, well, you would like Manhattan. But anyway. Okay.
And which monkey, in my opinion, is crap?
All of them.
Peter.
It's Peter because he was never any good.
Okay. We cannot accept any monkeys quizzes in this competition, John.
That's null and void,
I'm
afraid.
Null. It's NAV.
Nav. Strictly Nav.
It's strictly Nav. Would you like to do our sponsors for us?
Strictly Nav.
Nav.
Would you like
your penance,
our sponsors, please?
Your penance for that illegal move is to do this.
Okay. Well, how do I do that?
So, talk about Gregorian Emerson family law solicitors first, please.
And make them sound at least a bit good.
They're really good, the solicitors. If I was getting divorced, I'd go to them.
Oh, hang on, we can't see you. Sorry, Annalise, we want to see that
we
earnest
see
face.
The, we want to see the sincerity.
Away you go.
They're very good. I once thought about getting them, but I didn't.
Okay. Now it is JPU Records.
JPU Records are the best. I've played many of their records.
What's your favourite?
The B-sides.
Okay.
The B-sides are excellent.
I got the B-side second album. I'm saying that a band are called the B-sides.
I know. I'm not joining in. I think it's very silly.
Band of B-sides.
Should we just cut him off?
No, let him do the rest.
Okay. Talk about Poseidon Safety Management, please.
In the style of John Peel.
If you're interested in managing your own safety, why not use Poseidon Safety Management? The management safety people.
And can we have Abbey Care Treatment Centres, please, John Peel?
Abbey Care Treatment Centres. Use them today.
Absolutely pathetic. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Terrible. Abbey Care, 25% off if you use this. Treatment Centre Specialist Addiction Recovery Clinics. All the addictions are covered there. We're going to have a little look at their website a bit later on, abbeycare.co.uk. JPU Records, Happy Kids Christmas. Thank you very much indeed. Can we get the link in the chat for all of these great, great companies that are wonderful and supporting this show? 10% off at JPU as well if you use the code TLNA.
And it doesn't have to be just on Happy Kids Christmas. It could be anything or everything.
If you click on that link, that'll take you straight to the Happy Kids Christmas. There are others. Poseidon Safety Management, thank you so much for just being alive. Nick's feeling a lot better because of the love that you sent him. Although some of you sent love in a jiffy bag. That's inappropriate.
Oof.
And Gregorian. Oh, now he... Gregorian has emailed us.
Uh-oh.
And I'm a little uncomfortable about this. Graham Waugh, unban me. It's Big Jim. Okay, well, we'll look at that on Friday.
If you go through the right channels.
Right, so where is Gregorian? Very serious request regarding my sponsorship. A very exciting new talent has sent me this. I've played it so it's safe. The artist has asked me to respect him as the artist and his art in all of its variable forms, and therefore not to disclose his identity. It could be a big artist there. Could you possibly play this for a few... Shut up. Either alone or in combination with your fantastic calls out for Gregorian Emerson. Because it don't half drag on at 1:40. I'm sure he would greatly appreciate a host I don't understand. Is Richard English? Okay.
He is, but he's got a lot going on in his brain and it all comes out at
once.
Okay,
so this is for Gregorian. Here we go. This is for Gregorian Emerson, family law solicitors. I don't know where, but my dad is going to weird places. Hang on, let's just do it here and here. Here we go.
Dashing and daring, courageous and caring, faithful and friendly with stories to share. Communication is our main vocation, we'll give the impression that we really care. Gregorian Emerson, family law solicitors, Guildford Cobberman, Central London. We are Gregorian. Divorce isn't easy.
People saying this is the thing from the Gummy
Bears. Reducing your misery, that is our calling.
Actually, it does sound like the Gummy Bears, yeah.
Our mediation avoids litigation. We'll fight for what's right.
I was asking if we'll judge Twitter ban requests on Friday too.
Gregorian.
They're pretty solid, aren't they?
Yeah. If you ban on Twitter, you ban on Twitter. That's it.
We are the gummy bears.
Our unique approach
Jesus maximises your chance.
I wonder if Richard will have to pay out some suicides, because that's like some other people in this.
We are Gregoria. Big up the Gregoria.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.